Proposals for single-payer health care depend upon deriving more productivity from a system that is already stretched thin. Medicare for All, which would nationalize the practice of medicine, already has 106 House co-sponsors. Under Medicare for All, doctors would be salaried government employees. Hospitals and other medical facilities would be expected to provide care for all their patients within an allotted, budgeted dollar amount, to be determined annually and capped to keep costs down. The pot of money will also have to cover the extra layers of bureaucracy we'll add to administer the system. This would rely on a resource that, under our current healthcare system, never seems to be depleted: the dedication and professionalism of doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel. Dr. Danielle Offrey, who practices at Bellevue Hospital in New York, says the current corporate system works because most doctors and nurses do the right thing for their patients, even at a high personal cost. In her New York Times op-ed titled, "The Business of Healthcare Depends on Exploiting Doctors and Nurses," Dr. Offrey describes how this ethic is being cynically manipulated. Patients everywhere sense that the system is squeezed tight as it's streamlined for greater productivity. But, she writes, one resource that seems endless and free is the professional ethic of medical staff members. This ethic holds the entire enterprise together. If doctors and nurses clocked out when their paid hours were finished, the effect on patients would be calamitous. Today's doctors deal with more chronic conditions and more medical complexity per patient than ever before. Plus, we now have the electronic medical record. Dr. Offrey points out that primary care doctors spend nearly 2 hours typing into the EMR for every 1 hour of direct patient care. Right now, she writes, in healthcare, there is a wondrous elasticity. You can keep adding work, and magically it all somehow gets done. Medicare for All will rely on this quality and stretch it to the breaking point. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.